OMB started with TxDAT sessions to fix problematic IT systems at agencies. Now you should get ready for CyberStat sessions, a new, more intense brand of oversight to plug security holes in your agency's network. Vivek Kundra talking about it this morning. He, of course, is the Federal Chief Information Officer.
The CyberStats are obviously classified because we're dealing with very, very sensitive information. The first one we did was with the Department of Education, and we had great outcomes. The CyberStats actually are leading to very, very concrete actions and outcomes.
Those CyberStat sessions, obviously, as Vivek saying, are classified, and he didn't talk about many details because of the sensitive nature of the sessions. But CyberStat sessions aren't the only new IT initiative, especially around cybersecurity, that OMB is pushing as part of the FY 2012 budget. Vivek Kundra saying OMB is directing agencies to invest in continuous monitoring tools, and Federal News Radio's Jason Miller writing about that just yesterday. Vivek Kundra saying today agencies have been using a bureaucratic approach to cybersecurity that's full of paperwork and doesn't actually make anyone safer. Mr. Kundra saying the budget would devote over $450 million to develop teams that would actively attack government systems to find weaknesses before they're exploited. They're called red teams and blue teams. Vivek Kundra and Richard Spires from the Department of Homeland Security, along with Roger Baker, the CIO at the Department of Veterans Affairs, saying today at a breakfast hosted by AFSEA Bethesda that continuous monitoring is just one piece of the larger reform puzzle. Mr. Spires of DHS says transitioning to a successful continuous monitoring system will require simplifying the underlying architecture of a lot of systems, saying agencies will need industry's help to lay that foundation. But Vivek Kundra saying agencies aren't just sitting back and waiting for solutions to come to them.
We've got a number of communities that are actually thriving already. They're looking at collaboration technologies, infrastructure, even financial systems, and they're very, very interested in moving forward aggressively and are not just meeting and coordinating to just discuss issues, but are actually getting together to put RFPs in place.
Vivek Kundra saying GSA issuing a solicitation in the coming months that could be worth over $3 billion for a community of collaboration. The budget calls for another transformation of agency operating structures, according to Mr. Kundra. He says a study of underperforming programs found a common problem. Large-scale ERP systems that promised to do everything and actually delivered nothing.
Where we're heading, and we've sent a very clear signal from a demand perspective, is that we want the federal government to move away from the old model of IT management and IT acquisition, which was based around asset ownership, and shift to service provisioning.
And service provisioning, the idea of various services and software and so on as a service, rather than buying an entire IT package or system. Mr. Kundra says the move's already started with email. GSA and USDA no longer have thousands of servers just to operate email. They're doing that as a service through the cloud. He says GSA and USDA saved $6 million and $15 million respectively by getting rid of their email servers.
Imagine what would happen if we went after the financial systems.
Vivek Kundra says he envisions building agencies with no asset ownership and no need to buy data centers or IT systems, but he says the market still has to mature before that goal can be realized. Not everything that agencies need is available in that format. DHS's CIO Richard Spires agrees that agile infrastructure will improve efficiency, but it's also going to require a change in agency culture. Shorter timelines for project delivery will spur agencies to move faster.
Perfect decisions, I think, are the bane of our existence. It's much more important to get a decision made and move on with the information you have, especially when you're in these kind of now compressed time frames. I'm not saying you're going to always get it right, but you're going to move the ball forward, you're going to learn, and then you have a chance to adjust later on.
Richard Spires there, the Chief Information Officer at the Department of Homeland Security. Roger Baker is the VA's Assistant Secretary for Information and Technology and Chief Information Officer at that agency, speaking at this event today about VA's Red Flag Program. That makes accountability a two-way street. He said implementers are responsible for delivering, but managers are responsible for removing barriers. Federal News Radio's Meg Beasley covering this event for us, and you can